Hearings this week on road funding, and State House Republicans are about to take on the EITC. I'm Rick Pluta.
I'm Zoe Clark. This is It's Just Politics. The EITC, the Earned Income Tax Credit, goes to low-income working families. Liberals like it because it allows those families to hang on to more of their paychecks.
Conservatives like it because it's an incentive to work instead of going on welfare. In the mid-1980s, Ronald Reagan included the EITC as part of a tax reform bill that he said constituted the best anti-poverty program ever passed by Congress.
Now, we should note he was talking about the entire overhaul and not, as is often misquoted, the EITC specifically.
But now the EITC, not quite so
not
beloved
so
among
much.
Republicans. The thrill is gone.
Rick Snyder tried to get rid of the state EITC in 2011, and now Republican House leaders, they are back looking to take a chunk out of it once again. They say the money would be better spent on roads.
So why the change?
Well, for one thing, it violates some Republicans' principles of, quote, tax fairness.
And Michigan is one of a handful of states that use a flat rate income tax, beloved by conservatives. That means the same rates paid by everyone, regardless of income.
Right, but the Earned Income Tax Credit is an income-based credit.
So some conservatives say that makes Michigan a de facto graduated income tax state where people actually pay different rates based on how much money they make.
Yeah, Democrats, they say it's a pittance, that it doesn't really count as a graduated tax.
Right, right there. You want to see a graduated income tax? We'll show you a graduated income tax.
They are. So now some Democrats are talking about a petition drive come 2016 to put a real graduated income tax into the state constitution.
Little class warfare ballot action.
Yeah. So Republicans, they're flat taxers. Democrats, they say those with bigger incomes should pay higher rates.
Yeah, except when they don't. You know, another part of the House Republican road funding package is a case in point.
Yes, the proposed surcharge on hybrid and electric vehicles.
The idea is to charge those vehicles higher registration fees because they're built to use less gas and therefore those drivers pay less in fuel taxes.
Now, left-leaning environmentalists don't like this one bit.
They say electric cars and hybrids, they're already more expensive, so those owners pay more in sales taxes and value-based registration fees. They say it's not fair to charge them even more.
And Republicans countered that if those owners can afford the more expensive vehicles, then they should be able to afford the higher registration fees. So here's what we've got. The environmental left arguing for flat tax taxation, while Republicans are arguing for what's effectively a graduated tax when it comes to alt fuel vehicles.
Because consistency is a lot to expect of anyone.
Don't expect too much. It could long last time around. Don't expect too much. It's rather easy to be let down.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.